I'll start off by saying our deep condolences to the Robinson family. I think a lot of guys played tonight with a heavy heart. It was emotional before the game to hear the news. The time he spent with us last year, especially coming in the clubhouse after he threw the first pitch, I know it was really motivational, inspirational for our players. He's an icon in this game, icon in this city. There's not many of those. And so we feel terrible for his family. Yeah, I mean, and I didn't really think he had it going early. I thought they took some good at-bats against him, laying off some breaking balls down. But that's so impressive. I mean, late September, pennant race, and go 8 shutout innings. And not much hard contact the entire night. He just got really good stuff. The sinker has been a game changer for him. And now he has command of it to both sides of the plate, 2 breaking balls. And obviously the cutting fastball that he has at 96, it's special stuff. And then changeups too. So he's just becoming a complete pitcher. The command has improved so much in the last year and a half, and that's why he's turning out these lights out performances.
You saw Jake Arrieta first hand, mm-hmm. how he evolved into what he was. Have you seen that type of involvement?
I said it last year. I said he reminds me a ton of Jake. I saw Jake. I didn't see Jake here, but I saw Jake in 14. And when he came to I saw him actually after the trade in Iowa in 12 or 13. I can't remember what year. Him and Stropey. Anyways, when he came in 14 to the big leagues, there was a total transformation of Jake in that second half. That reminded me of Kyle last year, just from a confidence and a command standpoint. It's really similar stuff with fastballs that go 2 directions and the sharp breaking ball and kind of the presence he has on the mound. When Jake was the best pitcher in the game in 15 and 16, there's a lot of similarities.
How good does it feel to get the seventh out of the eighth inning in a spot like that, knowing that you can get it done?
Yeah, it feels awesome. I haven't had too many of those, and the stuff never wavered. I mean, the stuff was still the same in the eighth as it was in the third. And so and you saw the motion coming off the mound. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for these guys to go deep in the game like that. And they just pitched excellent. It's incredibly impressive. And he competes, it's a real competitive mindset. He doesn't think he should get hit. He's angry at himself when he makes mistakes, and he's hard to hit. And so it's when he has it going like he did tonight, I think he found the breaking balls a little bit more as the game went on. He can shut you out.
Kind of gets a leadoff home run.
Well, he mixed really well, and it was a kind of a frustrating game offensively for us. But give him credit. He had kind of the effective with the cutter against our lefties, and he's got a good curveball. But he mixed extremely well, and we didn't besides the gunner, we didn't do much offensively. I think there were some frustrated at bats there, feeling like they should do more. But Gray threw the ball well. Give him credit.
Going back to Brooks real quick, is that something that you discussed pregame with the team? Like you mentioned guys who played with Teddy Hart, so is that like a conversation that was had just for the ball kind of looked like?
Yeah, we had a team meeting, and Jennifer talked to the team about just what he meant, and we wanted to let the players know before the announcement was made, before it was on social media, before the moment of silence, so they knew going in. So we talked about an hour before the game.
Brandon, he was here the day you were named manager in late 2018. I know you got a chance to talk to him.
Yep. Well, he was sitting right there, I think in your seat. you know, the day that I was hired. And just for him to, you know, I've never met him before and he doesn't know me and I'm some guy from Chicago that just gets hired, and for him to take the time out to, you know, show support, and he showed support the entire time I was here. I've been here. So, you know, I have a framed picture of him in my office, that he wrote a nice thing and signature, and I know that he's, you know, he watched us a lot, and he knew last year when he came, he knew all of our players. He watched every night. He was really happy with how our team was playing, and he enjoyed watching us. So,
for him to enjoy watching you guys, just what does that kind of mean?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he was, you know, I hope he's, I haven't talked to him for a while this season because he's been in the health he's been in, but I hope he's enjoyed watching us play.
Do